Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello. Welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, also known as the Fog City Psychic. Each week at this time, we gather for a spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. On today's show, my guest will be psychic, medium, and best-selling author Sherry Dillard. We'll be talking about love and intuition. How can we use our innate intuition to create lasting love? Sherry will join us in just a few minutes, but first, if you are interested in booking a private session with me or you want to explore some of the classes and events I offer, fogcitypsychic.com is the place to be. You can find out what to expect when we work together in a reading, learn about what's coming up on the radio show. You can sign up for my not so monthly newsletter. It's not so monthly because I don't actually always put it out there, and much more. I called it a monthly newsletter and then that just seemed kind of deceptive, so I changed the name. The next Out of the Fog Salon is tomorrow. That is a group that meets at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific tomorrow. That's Thursday the 27th. This is a lively online gallery reading where everyone who attends gets a short reading from me. If you've got one urgent question that you want me to take a look at and you like to enjoy the higher vibration of getting a reading in a group and share the messages given to other people, this could be the right thing for you. Registration is $22 and it is limited to a small group just because I read everybody who's there, and so if it was a bigger group, my head would explode, and we don't want that. Details are at fogcitypsychic.com. You guys know I like to give things away, and since the salon is tomorrow night, I would like to give one lucky live listener a free seat in the salon. If you're going to be around tomorrow, so Thursday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, and you want to be part of this lively, fun-filled group. It's a really generous, I love it, positive, generous way to get a reading. Here's what you need to do to get in the running for a free seat in the salon. This requires your psychic powers, too. If you will email me, please, Karen@fogcitypsychic.com, with the answer to this very important world-shaking question. Use your psychic powers. What kind of fruit did I have with my breakfast this morning? Do you know? Use your psychic powers. I will choose a winner at random from those with the correct answer, and I will email the lucky winner by midnight Eastern tonight to let them know they've won. What kind of fruit did I have for breakfast this morning? If you know what kind of fruit I had, you're in the running for a seat, a free seat for tomorrow night's salon. If your fruit guessing skills are not up to snuff, it's okay. Better luck next month. I usually do this on at least one of the radio shows every month so that somebody gets a free seat in the salon. This is open only to those who haven't already won, so please play fair. I will be returning to my spiritual home, San Francisco, for a weekend of in-person events with Matthew Engel. We are doing a live gallery reading on Friday, November 4th, and an all-day workshop on Saturday, November 5th. There are more details at fogcitypsychic.com. And now, Sherry Dillard has been a professional psychic, medium, and teacher for more than 25 years. Drawing from years of empowering others to develop their intuitive ability, Sherry wrote her first book, the best-selling Discover Your Psychic Type, to help others better understand and identify their innate intuition. Her latest book, Love and Intuition, A Psychic's Guide to Creating Lasting Love, explores how to develop intuition in one of the most spiritual aspects of life, love and relationships. Sherry's writing has appeared in Glamour, New Age Journal, Belief.net, and on the Yahoo homepage. She's been on television and radio for her innovative books and her work as a psychic detective and a medium. Sherry has given more than 50,000 readings worldwide. Wow, that's a lot of readings. She holds a BS in psychology and an MDiv in New Thought Pastoral Counseling. She speaks nationally and internationally and teaches at retreats and conferences. You can find out more about Sherry and her work at sherrydillard.com. Sherry, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hello, hello. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm so glad to have you on the show. I love your message of empowering people to look inside themselves for the guidance that they seek. Mm-hmm. And that's a very important message right now, I think.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you. There's so much going on in the world, and you know, and I think that with everything going on, with people are generally doing that. That's where the energy is moving more within, so that we're our own, not just intuitive and psychic, but just, you know, every day with everything we're doing, we're our best guide.
Yes, I think so. Have you noticed in your work that you're finding more people waking up, that there's a shift to people being more willing to do that exploration than there was before?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, because I've been doing this since really the mid-80s, so for a few years, and the shift I see is that, I don't think it's so much even an intention anymore. I mean, for some people it is, but I see a lot of people that are just, it's just kind of occurring, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they're being kind of evolved and moved into a whole different way of kind of perceiving the world, perceiving themselves, even if they're not completely comfortable with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you, as you say, you've been doing this for now more than 25 years. Can you say a little bit about how you got to this place on your spiritual journey? What brought you to the place of doing this professionally and then having this big body of work?
Well, you know, the truth of it is, the truth is that I've always been able to, like everybody, I've been intuitive. Mine was probably a little bit more evident than many people. But I also grew up in a more dysfunctional kind of family. And I think that because of that, I feel like I kind of drew from different sources for understanding what was happening. Even when it came to love, was kind of, it wasn't always coming from a person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that my childhood actually set me up to be able to do this, because, you know, when doors are closed, you go to the door that's open, and that
right.
was the door that was open for me. And then as I got older, I tell people the truth of it is that I really kind of wasn't good at a lot of other things. I was good at this, and I've always had a very strong drive to help people and to understand others. And I've done different kinds of work with helping others, but this is the work that people seem to really want the most from me.
Mm-hmm.
And because I could do it, it seemed kind of a natural. It was really the path for me of least resistance, was to just go with this, even though my comfort level with it wasn't always really great. I wasn't charging into it. It was a little bit more, I was dragging my feet into it. But like I said, you know, I'm in the South. I'm in North Carolina. And so over time, things have changed here. So it's not so much like that now. But at first, you know, it wasn't the most popular thing around I was doing.
Right.
And then the books and the different writing and all came, it seemed kind of natural, you know. It didn't seem, I felt a really strong push to do it, and fortunately, the words came, and I was able to do it. And a lot of it, again, was motivated by helping people, especially the book Love and Intuition. That was, like, really a book I wanted to write since, like, for years and years and years, I wanted to write that book. Before I even thought of myself as being able to write a book, I wanted to. Because, you know, for me, that's where our intuition, where we really want to use it the most, is when it comes to understanding ourselves with love and understanding others and improving our relationships. And there's so much that can be said and learned through our intuition when it comes to love and relationships. And I kind of wanted to share what I had learned over many years, both with myself, learning, you know, I was kind of like the guinea pig for a lot of it, and then with my clients.
There's one of the great things that I like about this book, and the book is called Love and Intuition, A Psychic's Guide to Creating Lasting Love. And you can get that on Amazon. You can read it on your Kindle, like I did, or you can get it. You can find it, this book, everywhere, can't you? Both of your books.
Yeah, you should be able to, absolutely.
One of the things that I like about the book is that it has some practical exercises in it that help you get out of your own way. And when you were talking just now about kind of just going where you were led and allowing yourself, allowing it to occur naturally, one of the best things in this book is giving people practical exercises to help them get out of their own way so that they can begin to listen.
Well, thank you. I agree. You know, it's for me, like I said, I was the guinea pig, so I, and my clients, so it really, you know, a lot of times it's easy to say use your intuition, and it's hard to know what that means when it comes to, especially when it comes to ourselves, because we tend to know ourselves, or we think we know ourselves well, but the way we know ourselves doesn't necessarily seem real intuitive, you know?
Right.
I know myself because I feel this way, or I experience this, or I want this, or other people have told me this about me. And using your intuition for yourself kind of requires, I think, at first anyway, a little bit of, like you said, real practical step-by-step. This is what to look for, this is what to expect, and this is what this might mean for you. Yeah.
And we can take a look at more of that when we come back. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We're going to a break in a second. When we come back, Sherry Dillard and I will continue our conversation about our innate intuition and how we can use that to heal and create joy and peace and communication in our relationships. We will take a couple of calls for quick readings after the break at the bottom of the hour. If you'd like to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
In each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Saskia Roel, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit. spirit, universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. Thank you to Chris, who is not only answering the phones, but picking all the music. Chris, you rock, and now I'm dancing in my chair. My guest today is psychic, medium, and best-selling author Sherry Dillard. We're talking about her book, Love and Intuition, among other things. And you should visit SherryDillard.com for more information. You spell that S-H-E-R-R-I-E. D-I-L-L-A-R-D.com, SherryDillard.com, for more information. Sherry, were you dancing in your chair?
I was rocking. That's right.
Isn't that fun?
Yes.
we were talking before the break about how your book, Love and Intuition, has practical exercises in it so that people can start the kind of connection that allows themselves to get out of their own way and really begin to listen without fear, without taking giant steps to get more in touch. What would you suggest as a first step for somebody who's listening today who wants to begin that reconnection but doesn't quite know how to do it?
Well, what I would suggest is, and I talk about this in the very beginning of Love and Intuition, and I talk about it in really full length and Discover Your Psychic Type, and that is to become aware of the subtleties within yourself. And I break it down into the four main ways that we innately receive intuitive information and energy. And so I would tell people to be aware of their emotions, what they pick up in an environment when they're with another person, even at night when they're sleeping, if they begin wake up and they have strong emotions. A lot of people will receive intuitive information through their emotional energy, their, you know, natural empaths. Pay attention to your thoughts, even though it's a little trickier because, you know, we're always thinking, our mind's always chattering. But an intuitive thought is different than a mind chatter thought. An intuitive thought is going to be kind of a little softer, a little bit more gentle. Even if it comes in strong, there'll be a little more gentle energy to it, and it'll be persistent and over and over. And most people have had that where you're like, an example would be driving. I remember, you know, where I used to work, there were two highways I could take. And I remember getting onto the ramp on one of them, or right before it, and I kept hearing a voice saying, no, go the other way, go the other way, go the other way. And, of course, I was already, I don't want to backtrack. So, of course, I got on the highway. And, of course, you know, the traffic was jammed up, and I sat there for an hour. Most people have that. It's just kind of beginning to attune yourself to that little voice that is a thought. It feels like a thought, but it's really just intuition coming in through your mental energy.
Right.
And then there's the physical way, which would be paying attention to gut feelings, even things like tension in your body or headaches or feeling energized. Like, you're a person, I imagine, who I can tell just the way you're communicating and talking to people. I mean, you really feel in your body, you know, more energy when you're connecting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's intuition, too. You're receiving information. You're receiving energy through the physical body, and it's giving you a real charge of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, in relationships, that's one way we really know. That's what we call chemistry, you know, is when we're with somebody and we say, oh, I don't know, it just was chemistry. It wasn't anything they said or did. It was just I had this feeling in my body. That's physical intuition. And then the other type is spiritual, and that's receiving energy information through your energy field. That's a little different than the other types. It seems a little bit more ethereal. But we've all had those kinds of situations or experiences, too, where information will come in through your dreams. It may come in as kind of a daydream even, or a flash of feeling guidance, feeling maybe angelic guidance, or it's not as tangible as the others, but it's as persistent and strong as the others. So the beginning, I would always tell people, is to know you're always receiving intuitive information, always. You cannot turn it off. It's just what we think of as intuition is a more refined part. The very beginning is to pay attention to those subtleties. Anything you put energy into expands, and as you become more aware of that, it will begin to get stronger for you, and then you can start to really transfer that into usable information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first it may not seem that way, but, you know, that's the beginning of the development.
And most people are a combination of one or more of those four psychic types, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we all actually have the four types, and the optimum is actually to be balanced in the four,
mm-hmm.
or as balanced as we can be. Where we get into trouble is if we're out of balance, if we're really strong, we'll say emotional intuition, and so our emotions are always kind of being bombarded with energy information, and that can get confusing. We all have the four, but we do tend to have primarily one or two stronger types.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as people are beginning this work, and especially people who are looking for a connection to love, looking either for intuitive information that gives them clarity about their own relationships, their place in a relationship, or attracting their ideal relationship, what are some of the obstacles that people who are beginning this may run up against as they get started?
You know, I think that's a good question, because I think the biggest obstacle is that a lot of times people will feel a connection with someone, or they'll receive some kind of intuitive information from someone, and they will take that to mean that they have a connection with them that they have and should be exploring, and that it means that maybe they it means that they should be together.
Mm-hmm.
We will receive energy information if we're open to receiving it. And if you feel a connection with somebody, the thing to do then is to explore more of what that connection is. You know, sometimes we receive a strong intuitive connection with someone, and it's really not because it's going to be a great relationship. It really could be because it's triggering some of our old emotional wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so people, very intuitive people, will tend to get into relationships at times in the same patterns of the past, because they're feeling what they take to be an intuitive connection, not realizing that you have to go further than that. You have to then go into what is that connection.
Right.
You know?
Well, and free will plays a part in this, too, because just because I have that intuitive feeling, as you're saying, doesn't mean that I absolutely must act on it, because we still are
absolutely
all in free will.
Mm-hmm.
What There are some interesting stories in your book about people who've had different stories about clients who you've worked with and their experiences using intuition in relationships. What would you say about people who are in a relationship, have a feeling that something's not quite right, but really don't know what to do to figure out what it is that's not quite right?
Right, yeah. Well, I won't go through the more kind of, you know, things that I'll just touch on them briefly. And, of course, that would be first to just talk about it. Mm-hmm. So we'll go beyond that. Let's say that we've talked about it and the partner keeps saying, no, everything's fine, I'm good, right? Yeah. But you're still feeling, no, it doesn't feel real good. There's something, but it's not being met with any affirmation.
Right.
That's the time to start using your intuition if you've tried the other, but it doesn't. That door seems to be closed. So if that happens to you or to anybody, what I would say would be to trust your gut feeling. I mean, you know, we get into trouble when we dismiss it, when we have no evidence, when we say, well, I have nothing to back this up. Trust it if it persists. That's the key. If it keeps coming back over and over, even if you don't want to be feeling it, then trust it. That's kind of the number one thing. Then I tell people, there's actually a bunch of exercises you could do at this point to kind of gain a little bit more clarity about what's going on. I actually have a YouTube video that I put out there a couple weeks ago that, you know, you can watch on the YouTube that actually is an exercise that you can do in this situation.
Great.
Because what it does, yeah, and I kind of want to put a lot of the exercises on YouTube so people can just be guided through them. They don't have to read it and then try to do it themselves. They can listen to it and do it while they're, you know, just in their own home or whatever. But basically what that exercise is about, it's about calling that person's spirit into kind of a clear space with you and just listening. And then I go into the ways that you would kind of decipher and understand whatever it is that you're feeling or receiving, whether it be symbolic or feeling. But on a general basis, what I would say would to be trust your feelings, trust your gut. Ask, you know, some people, whatever their belief system is, some people believe in angels, some don't. Some believe in God, some don't. Whatever your sense of a higher power energy is, it could be love, you know. It could be wisdom, whatever it would be, kind of. And that's one of the things I talk about a lot in the book. That's actually the basis of what I really wanted to put out there, was that form a relationship with love. Form a relationship mm-hmm. with absolute love, with that dynamic spiritual energy that is psychic because it's everywhere at all times. There's no boundaries. There's
Wonderful.
No limit to it. And when you form that relationship with love, you can actually, in these kinds of situations, and again, it's hard to say it without the exercises, but be connected to that love and therefore gain some information and guidance for yourself in that. A lot of times what will happen if you're set that intent, honestly, is that synchronicity happens. If you
yes.
ask, you will know the truth, basically.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's wonderful stuff. We will explore this more. I'm cutting you off because we're going to a break. I'm Karen Hager, and you're listening to Out of the Fog.
In each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart healthy gourmet seasoning at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low sodium sea salt.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. You can find out more about me and what I'm up to at fogcitypsychic.com. My guest today is Sherry Dillard, and we are talking about her book, Love and Intuition, among other things. You can find more about Sherry and her work at sherrydillard.com. We're going to open the phones in this segment to take your calls. If you would like to get a quick little mini on-air reading with Sherry, she has done more than 50,000 readings. That explodes my head, so I'm going to say it again. 50,000 readings. Is that just like never going to bed?
You're
just
making
staying
me
up
tired.
All...
I'm thinking, wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
If you'd like to call in for a quick connection with Sherry, the number is 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. You will be connected with the charming and musically talented Chris, and he'll let me know that you are waiting to talk to Sherry. So we were talking, Sherry, before the break about using those exercises to begin to heal yourself and to get a little bit of insight into relationships when you felt that something might not be quite right, but you weren't sure what it is.
Right.
Can we use these same, can we use our innate intuition to heal relationships that are broken or to heal ourselves after a relationship has not ended well?
Oh, absolutely. That's the name of the game, is healing, you know? And that's really... for anyone who's been in a relationship, which is all of us, we all have, it's inevitable. You know, relationships are about healing. Not just the wounds maybe that between two people, but the kind of evolution of coming into more of who we are. Wherever there is that kind of commitment to love, there's going to be the opportunity to heal. even if it's not from an outright wound that somebody inflicted on you. It's the healing of, you know, your consciousness into a more evolved understanding within, more peace, more harmony. But like I was saying earlier, you know, love, I feel like love is intuitive in nature, psychic in nature, because it's, you know, the funny thing is that when I wrote Love and Intuition to begin with, it seemed kind of abstract that, well, what do they have to do with each other, you know? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when you think about it, is that that's the way we do know love, you know? I mean, we know love through our intuition. It's not tangible. It's not, you know, it's not quantifiable. It's not a substance that we can hold or see. We can feel it, certainly, and we can know it. But it's through our intuitive awareness that we really know it, that we really have that. We might call it an instinct or being in love, but it's really, to me, being connected to your core self, being connected to a higher force.
Mm-hmm.
And that is kind of, to me, what intuition is. So where there is relationship, there will be the opportunity for healing. And that's, again, why I go back to the beginning understanding of what love is, because invoking absolute love, which is, you know, I talk in the book about how there's relative love and there's absolute love. Most of the time when we fall in love, we're falling in love in a relative kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
I love you because you make me feel good, or because you are good looking, because you're nice to me, because you know, you're the kind of perfect person that I wanted to be with. And this is part of the healing, is that as the relationship evolves, we go from that relative love to the absolute love. And that's where that bridge is, where we love another not because of what they're doing for us or giving to us, but we love them because that's what they're... And, you know, we can say unconditionally, compassionately, because that's a real energy that lifts us into that higher awareness with another and sustains a relationship for the long term. It becomes almost less about the two people, and it's almost like there's another energy that is kind of introduced, and that's what sustains two people.
Right. And there's a connection for me. Let me see if I can say this. Right. I've always felt a connection between my intuition and my connection with Source, which you might call God or the Holy Spirit or light or life or a higher power.
Yeah.
But that when two people are in a relationship at the level you are just describing,
mm-hmm.
that kind of mirrors, it kind of reflects our connection with Source and our also the way that we are all connected as much loved children of Source or children of divine light.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's a beautiful, many faceted, energetic thing going on there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think you also mentioned the healing, like how to, I can give you some practical things because to kind of help with, what to do in the relationship with wounds. Would you like to go into
that? Oh, yes, please.
Okay, because I realize I'm talking kind of out there in ethereal land, so let me bring it down to kind of, you know, right into our kind of, you know, practical relationships.
Great.
You know, one of the things to keep in mind is that our strongest relationship has to be with our integrity of self, with who we are, and that I know for myself in relationships, when I've been hurt by what I would call someone hurt me, a lot of the times what they've done is actually triggered a wound that I've already had, or they've bruised my ego. So I have, what has helped me the most, and this is exercises I give in the book, is to deal with my wounds with my own intuitive ability and to become as clear and whole as I can be, because when I do that, the relationship changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the exercises I give in the book about how to do that is, and it's an imagery exercise, and again, this is one I want to put on YouTube to help guide people through it, but it's an exercise where you're able to kind of visualize and see that wounded part of yourself as kind of a, like, let's say, I guess, you know, it could be an inner child that was wounded, or it could be even doesn't even look like you. It could just be a part of you that, you know, you're able to kind of sense and feel. And then to really invoke and feel that love, that kind of source energy. And it's, again, it's a funny, hard thing to kind of talk about. You have to kind of experience it. But to invoke that and ask for the healing within yourself, you know, I truly believe that all healing comes from source. All
yes.
healing comes from higher energy. It doesn't mean that people aren't instruments of that here. But, you know, I think it's Rumi who says, why drink buttermilk when you can get real milk, you know? It's like, why just go directly to source with your needs, with what needs to be healed?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I have some exercises that will be a little bit more step-by-step with this. And it will call on your intuition to trust the process and to put into imagery and to put into language what knowing more about who you are and what needs to be healed within you.
Right.
And then the ability to invoke these higher forces to bring the healing into yourself. And once you do that, and I'm sure you know this, I'm sure you've been through it, it does transform the relationship.
And it not only transforms the relationship, but my sense is that it transforms everything. When I am aware of my own stuff and willing to sit with that, when I'm willing to start where I am, and when I am strong in my connection with source, not only am I helping heal that relationship, but everything is better for me because
everything.
I'm connected.
Yeah, you're just it's just transformative. You know, I think that part of the problem that most of us have, even though it's hard to put into words, is that when we're in pain, when we're feeling needy, and when we're hurt, when something in us has been triggered and it's scary and it feels really bad, it's really hard to shift into, oh, but I can heal this, because mm-hmm. we feel so weak and scared, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's hard, like, it's easy to sit here and say that, but it's hard to actually, when you're in that consciousness of being wounded, to kind of be able to say, oh, okay, well, wait a minute. I'm a powerful being connected to source, and I'm going to make this, I'm going to really heal. The more you use your intuition, the more love, higher source, becomes a tangible reality to you, the easier this is, so that you're never really alone. Even when you're feeling that kind of depth of pain or aloneness, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Everybody's
I do.
In there where you kind of want someone to just charge in and say, I'm your partner and I'm going to make everything all right.
That's right. That's right.
Here I am. Ta-da.
Here I come to save the day. It's time for another short break. Sherry, you and I will be right back. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Get a chance to call in with your questions live with Mata. If you would like this internationally acclaimed master healer to answer your questions on a personal level, call 1-800-930-2819. Speak with the founder of her very own evolutionary lightspeed healing method and receive personal guidance pertaining to any physical or emotional health concern that you might have. Just call 1-800-930-2819. That's Mondays with Mata, only on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm your host, Karen Hager. Those little noises, those little those noises, that was in the music. Okay, that's not me. That's not what I'm doing during the break. I'm sitting here very quietly, and I'm thinking spiritual thoughts because that's what I do because I am a professional, okay? Mm-hmm. My guest, Sherry Dillard, is also a professional. She's a psychic, a medium, a teacher, and a best-selling author. And Sherry, you weren't making little noises, right? You just were.
I was trying to be very quiet.
Meditating.
That's right.
On oneness and
right.
And other things. Now, your website is sherrydillard.com, and it's a great, it's not just one of those websites that's like an ad. You've got some great free resources on the site. Can you say a little bit about what people will see when they go over there?
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. Yeah, I tried to make it so that there's a lot of information on it. I've got like a, you know, I've been plugging the videos just because I think they're helpful. I've got links to all of those on there. I've got a lot of the articles I've written, my blog. There's also a link to my blog on it, which has a lot of articles all about the things we're talking about, the basics of intuition development, you know, the whole spectrum of kind of spirituality. And I'm getting ready to put some interactive things on it too, people will just be able to kind of, it's a long story, but I'd like to have a section where people can actually interact with one another too.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, like on a topic, you know, and have people be able to discuss things.
And you have a new book that's coming out in March. You were saying off the air that you're in the throes of writing right now. And
right.
Your new book is called The Miracle Worker's Handbook, The Seven Levels of Power and Manifestation of the Virgin Mary. Can you tell me a little bit about what does that mean? What's that about?
Sure. Well, it's about, you know, it's taking Mary out of the religious you know, co-opted church, which is fine, not to step on toes for religious people here, but into more of the realm of spirituality. And so more people can have access and understanding and connection to Mary. And what I do in the book is I take the seven major events of her life, her virginity, her communication with angels, with Archangel Gabriel, what I call the miraculous conception, pregnancy, the journey to Bethlehem, and I talk, and the last being her ascension. And in each phase of her life, I discuss how we are all kind of on that same journey and how to work more with Mary's energy. And I talk a lot about intuition, because my feeling is that there's so little written about Mary. We know nothing of Mary's past in terms of biblically, you know, why was she in this prominent position, and so little was said and written about her. My feeling is that a lot of her life was guided by angels, mm-hmm. and that it was a very intuitive life she lived, and that she herself performed miracles. And so I just was really led by her. I felt almost pushed by her to write this book. A lot of the book is more kind of my connection, intuitive connection with her and what came through. Mm-hmm. But I'm very excited about it. I have no idea how well it will do, but I'm very excited because it's different. There's really nothing out there that talks about Mary in this way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in 2012, we're going into more feminine energy.
Yes.
And I feel like she's like going to be prominent again, not in the religious way, but in her own right.
Mm-hmm. And maybe not in that washed out kind of holy cartoon character way,
exactly,
but in
right,
a way
yeah,
of
right.
a lot of divine feminine power is my sense about that.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, you know, her main form of, you know, she was directly Source directly communicated with her and guided her. And, I think that was completely, you know, when the church came along, that was just completely pushed into the background. And that's what I'm trying to bring out in this is claiming that energy, is claiming our own kind of divine connection with Source and our ability to communicate with those realms and to use it here practically on Earth.
And it's about having the courage to say yes. So when you feel that call, when you get that nudge, when you have that feeling, instead of turning your back on it or swallowing it or trying to ignore it, to say yes, yes to your intuition, yes to that exploration, yes to that connection. And I think that's a place where Mary can be that is an example in those stories about what she did. Mm-hmm. Well, I would love to have you back on the show when your book comes out, if you're
That'd
willing.
Be great. Yeah, I'd love to do that.
It would be fun. I would love to talk more about that. You can check out Sherry's website at www.sherrydillard.com. That's SHERRIE DILLARD.com. You can learn more about her books. There's much more to Sherry and her work, so I hope you explore her website thoroughly. Give that a good going over, because there's a lot of good stuff on there. Sherry, thank you so much for
thank
being on.
Thank you so much. I really had a great time. I very much appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, thank you very much. I had a good time, too. See, and that makes radio. When we're both having a good time, then we really got something there.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much. And
thank you, and I'll send you a copy of the book when it comes out.
Oh, hooray. I'd love that. Thank you mm-hmm. very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Sherry Dillard. You can find out more about her and her work at sherrydillard.com. If you would like a free seat in the Out of the Fog Salon tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's the online gallery reading where everybody gets a reading and really everybody laughs their head off and has fun too. You can enter to win a free seat by emailing me, Karen, at fogcitypsychic.com. Email me the answer to this question. Use your psychic powers. Go ahead. What kind of fruit did I have with my breakfast today? Email me the answer to that question, Karen@FogCityPsychic.com. And if you are the lucky winner, I'll be in touch with you to let you know that you have a free seat in tomorrow night's online gallery reading. Would you please go to FogCityPsychic.com and just click madly on everything, everything that you find. There is so much going on. And there's way more than I have time to talk about on the air. And as always, if you would like to get spirit-led guidance about your next steps, please don't hesitate to let me know. The heart of my work, as much fun as all this radio stuff is, the heart of my work is connecting with people one-on-one to help them move through their transitions, to help them make that kind of connection that Sherry and I were talking about on the show today. So if I can be of service to you, please don't hesitate to let me know. Email me, Karen@FogCityPsychic.com, or contact me through the website, and we'll set up a time to speak privately. Did you know that you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes? You can if you search on Fog City Psychic from the iTunes store. You'll find me there, and we'll be in business. Next week, right here on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, my guests will be wildly popular Australian psychics Kay and Dr. Michael Taylor. Have you heard of these guys? They're awesome. Tremendous energy, fabulous psychics, wonderful, funny. You're going to love them. They're going to be talking about how you can connect with spirit and stop the pattern of resisting change in your own life. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.